Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 7th July 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia's new COVID-19 cases remain above 7,000 again today, with a total of 7,097 new infections recorded over the last 24 hours. According to the data from the Ministry of Health, this takes the cumulative tally to more than 799,000. In the top three once again, Selangor logged about 3,119 cases, followed by Kuala Lumpur with 1,005 cases and Negeri Sembilan with 788. Meanwhile, in Sarawak, companies in the manufacturing sector with more than 1,500 employees can apply to the State Ministry of International Trade and Industry, Industrial Terminal and Entrepreneur Development to set up industry vaccine administration centres in their premises. Sarawak Deputy Chief Minister Dato' Amar Awang Tengah Ali Hassan said today that companies with less than 1,500 employees may set up a centralised administration centre such as shopping malls or university premises. Sabah Deputy Chief Minister Dato' Sri Bong Mokhtar Radin earlier today said that the state has been chosen to host the Malaysia Day 2021 celebration on September 16. However, he said the celebration this year will be held on a moderate scale behind closed doors at the Sabah International Convention Centre with strict compliance of standard operating procedures. On the international front, European countries face a fourth wave of coronavirus driven by Delta variant late this summer, expected to hit in September or even as early as later this month. European Union health officials warn that the Delta and Delta Plus variants could account for 90% of the bloc's cases by late August. As of today, at least 61.5% of the adult EU population have received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine, with 40.3% being fully vaccinated. As Indonesia's death toll skyrockets, the country expands nationwide coronavirus curbs today, with the government warning that the worst may be yet to come. Yesterday, Indonesia reported a total of 31,189 new cases and 728 deaths. And over in the Philippines, the country will send black boxes of the aircraft that crashed at the weekend to the United States to seek expert help in opening and analyzing them. The United States has committed to help extract information from the flight data and cockpit voice recorders that could shed light on the tragic incident that killed 53 people in the southern province of Jolo. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.